The Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing to set new records. Closed above 23,000 for the first time ever.
That is a phenomenal number, especially for those of us who remember.
When it hit 2,000?
Well, I remember when it hit 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk with financial strategist Clark Hodges with Hodges Capital. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning. And 30 years ago today was the 87 Black Monday crash.
Really? Wow. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But now
we're
at this unheard of number, 23,000. And I know that the futures were a little bit lower this morning, but that's neither here nor there. Does this have everything in the world to do with Donald Trump?
No, I don't think it has everything in the world to do with Donald Trump. There's more that goes into it than that. It is very ironic and strange that since he's been elected, it's basically been on a trajectory straight up, and there's been no pullback of any sort, 3%, 5%, 6%, which is normally you do have that in a given year. But I do give him credit for having a pro-business environment. And at Hodges Capital, we talk to a lot of CEOs on a daily and weekly basis. And to a man or a woman, CEOs are more excited about the regulation pullback that he's going to put into place more than even the tax cut promise. So business environment and business climate is just a lot better.
Some analysts say the stock market closing is just a mental thing. The numbers are just mental, and there's really nothing more than that. Do you agree?
Well, I wouldn't say it's just a mental thing, but it does give people confidence to go out and spend. So at the end of the day, if you look at your 401k or you look at your savings that are invested in the stock market and they're at all-time highs, you're going to feel better about going out and buying a car, refinancing your home, buying a new home, going on vacation. So it does affect mentally the psyche of the consumer, which then leads to more earnings for businesses and corporations that are dealing with consumers. So, I mean, it's a great story. It is a warm, fuzzy feeling to see your 401k at an all-time high. But there is more meaning behind companies doing well, making more profit than just he elaborates there.
Can we expect to see the contrarians get more active this morning and start to take some profits?
I wouldn't say that just because we're over 23,000 that's the reason to take profits. You need to look at the market deeper than just the overall Dow Jones, the 30 stocks there. There are areas in the market that are overvalued, and you probably should consider seriously taking profits because they're just priced to perfection and priced high. And there are areas of the market that are undervalued where you could say no matter what the Dow Jones does, this business is probably a good value to go ahead and buy even at these current levels of the Dow. So dig down a little deeper than just those 30 Dow components.
So someone can still jump into the market, even though it's so high, at a reasonable rate right now?
Oh, yeah. You can find value in the market. There's 3,500 publicly traded securities that people can choose from. There's areas of the economy that are not doing as well, or maybe even more of a contrarian bet. You had a lot of stocks go up after Trump elected. You had a lot of stocks sold down in January after he was elected because they were just simply taking profits. But if you get a tax cut, there are certain areas of the market and the economy that will do better. If you get a infrastructure bill, there are definitely certain areas of the market that will do better. And those will be based on earnings growth over the time if we got an infrastructure bill. So there's areas to always find value, no matter what the Dow Jones is at.
Yeah, we know a couple of those areas in the last few years, not more than that, I guess, but have been tech stocks and also pharmaceuticals. I'm wondering if pharmaceuticals might see a little bit of a fall because of all the talk about trying to reduce the cost of health care.
Well, I found it interesting yesterday when Trump was talking about, you know, the insurance companies have made so much money under Obamacare, but then you look at those stocks and those healthcare stocks were all up that day. So sometimes it is not correlated at all with what comments a politician might make to what's actually going on. It's all based on earnings at the end of the day. And if corporations are going to make more money under whatever politician is running our country, or whatever policies are put into place, then those are the stocks and those are the companies you want to be invested in.
So do you think this bull market will continue?
I feel like the bull market is going to continue as long as people are saying it's got to pull back. That's almost a bullish indicator when everyone you see on TV says a crash is coming, a correction is coming. When that's usually the consensus, it usually keeps going. At 20,000, everybody said, okay, that's it. 20,000, great. Let's get 20,000, but then it's going to pull back. And that's just not the way it happens. Once we get to a euphoric state where people are just so enamored with the market and everybody's talking at parties about how much money they're making in the market and this is easy and this is the greatest thing, that's your sign that, hey, euphoria is setting in and watch out, because that's when it comes. It'll surprise the most people when it corrects.
All right. Clark, thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time this morning.
You bet. It's nice to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. There's financial strategist Clark Hodges with Hodges Capital.